Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew speaks on Thanksgiving with this message entitled, Let Us Thank Our Pastor, Part 2, preached November the 18th, 2007. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26.
I will shepherd my sheep. And if you are a sheep of God, then you should be greatly encouraged, because God Himself has taken the responsibility to take care of you all the days of your life and take you home, eternal home. And that home is God Himself. For this is, verse 11, for this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. You know, if you are God's sheep, you know you are all excited about it, isn't it? It says nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. And I spoke worthless pastors. Worthless pastors. And I spoke about the promise we just read. I will pastor my sheep. I will pastor my sheep. There is no failure here. Who is this I? God Almighty, Sovereign Lord of the universe, with irresistible power and infinite wisdom and infinite mercy and compassion. He takes the responsibility to pastor you, to shepherd you, to feed you, to provide for you, and to protect you, and to guide you, and to save you. May God increase our faith in this promise. And so we said many things, and I want to continue. Take a look at verse 26. And it says, I will bless them. I will send showers in season. There will be showers of blessing. Yes, it has reference literally about showers, about rain, early rain, latter rain, so that you will have fruit from fruit trees and crops from the land, plenty of it. God will take care of your physical needs. But that is not all that it is saying. And as I was meditating, God directed me to Acts chapter 2. And let me read to you from verse 17 and 18. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. The rain of the spirit of the living God and the great effusion of the spirit of God coming upon us, his people, and causing us to flourish and thrive and bear fruit for the glory of God. What we need is the Holy Ghost coming upon us. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I'll pour out my spirit in those days. They will prophesy, I'll show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, and so on. What we need is the shower. The mighty ray, the great effusion, spirit of the living God, coming upon us, reviving us, strengthening our faith, and causing the fruit of the Spirit to flourish in our lives. Love, joy, peace, as well as the gifts of the Spirit, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, healings, miracles, discerning of spirit, all the gifts. Do you think we need gifts? We do.
Yes.
We need the Holy Ghost. And here God is saying, I will send rain in its season. There shall be what? Showers of blessing. That God's people may thrive and flourish and grow and mature and bear fruit for the glory of God. Filled with the Holy Spirit, we shall flourish. See, I am a champion of this Holy Ghost truth. Total depravity of man. That man is dead in trespasses and sins. And the only way a person can be made alive is through the direct action of the Spirit of God. If you are not regenerated, you need to be regenerated. Experience the miracle. And he makes a bad tree a good tree. He raises the dead, spiritually dead. He raises them by the Spirit of God, and they become spiritually alive. Alive. I believe in miracles. I believe in the Holy Ghost who is with us. Now, interested in us, he dwells in us, he gives us enlightenment, he teaches us, he opens our eyes, he speaks to us, he does wonders. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'll send showers of blessing. We need early rain and we need latter rain. A great outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Martin Lloyd-Jones came to recognize this whole idea of the Holy Ghost coming upon us. That's right, sir. You need Holy Ghost. I need Holy Ghost. Amen. Every child of God needs Holy Ghost. Wife needs Holy Ghost. Husband needs Holy Ghost. Children needs Holy Ghost. Teenagers, what you need is Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, sir.
Yes.
To wean you out of worldliness to godliness. Hallelujah. And here is the promise. I will send what, sir? Showers of blessing. There shall be what? Showers of blessing. And then, number 13, security. You want security, sir? Well, sir, I'm a Christian and I'm secure. And here in three places we are told of security. Turn with me to chapter 34 and verse 25. I will make a covenant of peace with them and rid the land of wild beasts so that they may live in the desert and sleep in the forest in safety. In safety. You can go any place. God is with you. God is in you. Oh, no need to fear. Fear not. I am with you. Peace be still. Christ died for our sins. Christ is raised. And Christ ascended. Christ is seated. Christ is Lord. Christ is with me. I'll be with you always. Until the end of the ages. I am safe forevermore. Look at verse 27. And here it is. The trees of the field will yield their fruit, and the ground will yield its crops. The people will be secure in their land. Second time, Holy Ghost is giving this teaching. The second time, don't worry. Don't be anxious. about the future or the present or the past. You are secure. You are secure. The wild beasts are taken care of. The stronger one came and bound the strong man. Defeated him on the cross. You are safe. And look at verse 28. They will no longer be plundered by the nations, nor will wild animals devour them. They will live in safety, and no one will make them afraid. Well, sir, go to bed in peace. Go in peace. Hallelujah. Live in peace. Die in peace. Fight your battles in peace, sir. If God is for us, who can be against us? Turn with me to the book of Romans and let me read to you from chapter 8, this great security. Verse 37, 38. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced beyond a shadow of doubt, neither death nor life is able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Or turn with me to John chapter 10, verse 28 and 29. I gave them eternal life, and they shall never perish. They, my sheep, they shall never perish. Never, sir, never, never perish. Who said? Jesus Christ said so. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. You are in Christ's hand. You are in the Father's hand. Yes. Gripped by the love of God. Yes. Everlasting love of God. And no one can snatch you out secure in Jesus. Number 14. Look at verse 27. 34 and verse 27. Listen to this language. They will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke. Jesus Christ has broken the iron yoke of our guilt, our sin, our punishment, our death. Broken, sir. Broken. Bringing about deliverance for us. And St. Paul, chapter 6 of Romans, a great chapter on sanctification. Romans 6, verse 18. Listen to this. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. This is what this breaking the bars. Christ did it. He opened the prison doors and ushered us out in the glorious liberty of the children of God. Look at verse 22 of Romans 6. But now that you have been set free from sin, God sets us free from the dominion and from the power, from the kingship, from the rulership of sin. That is the greatest deliverance we can experience. And so Jesus says in Matthew 11, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden. Those who are wearing the yoke of sin. Sin wearies you. Those who are sinning and wallowing in it, don't you come and tell me you are having a good time. You are having a miserable time if you are a Christian. But I have good news for you. God sets you free. Come unto me. I will give you rest. And then he gives you a yoke. Take my yoke. Take my teaching. Take my yoke upon you. My yoke is what? Easy. My burden is light, not crushing. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Number 15, look at verse 30. Very important here. Important blessing that every child of God must desire and enjoy. Then they will know that I, the Lord, their God, I am with them. Brothers and sisters, may we pray to God, oh God, give me a love for you, your presence. Grant me an insatiable desire, not for anything else in the world, but for you. Use God, come and fill me, that I may be fully satisfied by God. And here I'll be with him. Isn't that Jesus said, I'll be with you. Go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them whatsoever things I have commanded you. Behold, I'll be with you. Saint Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Jesus Christ is with us. That's why I'm not afraid. God with us, and we with God. Jehovah Shammah means the Lord is there. The Lord is there. The Lord is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. I desire nothing but God. May God make us hunger and thirst after God. As a heart panteth after water brooks, I pant after thee, O God. I'm not hungering for power or money or position. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. We preached. Look at 13, verse 5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? No, he's there, but he's also here. He is in me. God is in me. The infinite personal God is in me. Yes, I'll be with you always. He said, I will not leave you as orphans. And he sent the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is our shepherd. We are led by him. Let me read this to you from Revelation 21, 3 and 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men. And he will live with them. They'll be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And we are experiencing a foretaste of it. And the fullness we have to wait, isn't it? God is with us. You see, the greatest reality, and yet we forget it. How come we are afraid? How come we are murmuring? How come we are anxious? How come we are fearful? Because we have forgotten this great promise. I will be with them. I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. I'll do what only God can do. And you will be my people, praising me and worshiping me and rejoicing in me and finding security in me. So number 16, we worship God. Look at verse 27 and verse 30. And it says, they will know that I am the Lord. We recognize it. We love it. We appreciate it. And we worship God. Hallelujah. That's why we sing. That's why we are here. We worship God. We know the Lord. So let me tell you, the triune God is our shepherd. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit love us and care for us. God in His Son seeks and saves us. Luke 19, verse 10, Jesus said this, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost." From every nook and every corner and every dark place and every crevice, from far and near, His Son comes seeking. The sheep of God, my sheep, were born sinners. Under the wrath of God, weak, scattered, afraid, wounded, sick, under slavery to sin and Satan, lost. Thank God, Jesus came. He sought and He found. He took us home to God to enjoy the blessing, eternal fellowship. And when you look at John 4, we read, "I must go through Samaria." Why this necessity? Because the father loved a prostitute in Samaria. One had five husbands and now shacking up with another. But God the Father loved and told the Son, "You must go through Samaria. I must go through Samaria. I must go through Samaria." And there He gives eternal life to this person. And she forgot all about water business. Goes to Samaria and say, "Come. He told me all about my life." Don't you think He is the Messiah? Luke 19 and verse 5. Here Jesus Christ moves toward Jerusalem. And He comes to Jericho. And He stops at the sycamore tree. He looks up and says, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly. I must stay in your house today. I must." This is divine necessity. The one who is seeking, a great sinner, Zacchaeus, he comes down and he was saved, transformed instantly by the power of God. And Jesus comes to Solomon's colonnade and he walks about and there is a 38-year-old lame man looking for a miracle. And he seeks him and he says, "Get up, take your mat and walk." And he was healed. Oh, when God the Father purposes to save you, He tells His Son to save you. And He saves you. Hallelujah. There is no greater happiness than being saved by Jesus. Jesus, the one shepherd, the good shepherd, is ever coming. Even now He is coming. Seeking and saving Father's sheep. I am Christ's sheep, and so are you. Also, God triune shepherds us through human pastors. Turn with me to Jeremiah 23 and verse 4. And here we read, "I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, or will any be missing," declares the Lord. I will appoint, I will place shepherds over them. It is the plan of our Lord Jesus Christ to place a shepherd over His people, a human one. And so in John 21, Jesus asked Simon, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Do you love me more than this?" And he says, "I do. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs." Christ appoints pastors who will tend, not eat them, but tend them, feed them, protect them, provide for them, guide them, turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Christ appoints pastors. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And now I'm saying this triune God also appoints pastors, human beings. Ephesians 4:11, it was He, that is Jesus Christ, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. He says, I will appoint, I will place over them shepherds who will tend them. So God the Father appoints Christ, but God the Father also appoints human shepherds. And we found out Christ appoints human shepherds. Now let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 20. The Holy Spirit appoints human shepherds. Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. I'm just telling you, I am appointed by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Verse 28, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit made you overseers. Or turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28. And in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then working in miracles, and so on. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost appoint human pastors over God's sheep, my sheep. You are completely and fully taken care of by the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and human pastors. What is the job of pastors? To provide, to feed, to protect, to direct by the word of God. We are to shepherd them in rich pasture on the mountain. It is pastor's business to give you some spiritual vitality and strength to go up to the top of the mountain to find the rich pasture. And so we proclaim the word of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 20 and 24, 27, 32, summary is this. We don't preach psychology, we don't preach politics, we don't preach science, we don't preach materialism, we don't preach anything. We preach the word of His grace, which is able to build you up, nourish you, to make you spiritual giants. Timothy, preach the word, read the word, teach the word, in season and out of season. We will not sell the gospel for a cup of soup. All scripture is God-breathed, profitable for teaching, rebuke and correction, and training in righteousness. Preach the word. At GBCC, we have over a dozen pastors who lay down their lives for the sheep. We do not consume them. We care for the sheep night and day. We do not entertain the sheep. We feed them the word of God. We provide, we protect, we direct the people of God by the word of God, fully knowing you are His sheep. So let us all thank God for our pastor, one true God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the human pastors who preach the word to us by the appointment and anointing of the Holy Spirit. May we thank God for all true pastors throughout the whole world who are faithful to their holy, high, and heavenly calling. May God bless them richly. May God Himself shepherd His sheep in rich pasture of all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus, until He takes us all home.